You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning. Happy After Turkey Saturday to you all. I have a lot of callers on hold right now, so I am going to go right to the calls. And I actually am going to area code 412. Hello, 412. Who's this?
This is Martin.
Hi, Martin. What's your question today?
Well, about 6 weeks ago, I got a it's about my family here in Vegas. And I got into a big falling out with the love of my life, which turned into a legal disaster. It turned into that she gave, when I met her, she was pregnant with another man's child, and I raised her to be my own, and I love her more than anything in this world.
Right.
And she's upset with me. She won't speak to me. It turned into legal matters, and anything I ever did, I tried to do to get him back. Nothing worked, and I love him more than anything. I'm broken, I'm falling apart, and I want to see if there's a path to coming back to that, and I just want to know if she moved on or what I should do, because I'm kind of lost right now.
So what it's saying here is the only thing you can do is be honest about your feelings, and that if there's something that you need to apologize for, you need to apologize for it. But what it's saying here is that it looks like she's pretty self-absorbed or self-involved. And the fact that you are caring for a child that actually wasn't your biological child, and in the acceptance of her in that love relationship, in other words, the child was part of the package, What it's actually saying here, Martin, is that you really need to just say, look, I'm here for you when you're ready. But the okay. Legal thing, is she filing child support against you?
No, she's coming at me with everything, because the legal stuff I really can't really talk about, but she's not filing child support. She's trying to get it so that she never wants me around her again. Because I communicated in the wrong way.
Okay, so I don't know why my mind's blanking out right now, but she's basically said that you can't be within 500 feet of her. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So here's the thing. The only thing you can do is apologize and wait. Now, the funny thing is that while you're waiting, and this is what's really interesting about your cards, is that it says while you're waiting for her to turn around or come to her senses or whatever, it looks like you meet somebody else. So the funny thing is that in your own healing, it actually says you meet somebody else. So what I'm actually getting is I want you to take the big step back and wait and see what happens. And seriously, the bigger the step back, the more likely she's going to step forward.
Are you talking about my girl, the one that I'm in love with?
Yes, but you have to take a big step back. In other words, do not look at her stuff on social media. Do not try to get close to her. Just take a huge energy step back, all right? And in the meantime, and this is going to be the funniest, weirdest thing I say to you, I actually would like to see you volunteer for one of the local philanthropic organizations that helps people that are going through a rough time right now. Like, it might be that you volunteer for the Salvation Army. Maybe you're going to be a bell ringer or whatever it is. The reason I say that is that you have to fill up your day with something that feels heartfelt and giving back in order for that the the vibe of gratefulness to come back to you. You know, so the only thing that I would recommend that you do is basically send her a I'm sorry, there was a misunderstanding letter of some sort, or go to the Hallmark store and find the perfect card and basically say, I'm sorry, I just want the best for you. Love,
okay.
Martin. And you mail it to her. But that's all you do. That's all you do. And in the meantime, you find out something.
Should I, I hear what you're saying there, like with her, should I have, do you feel that if I do this, then we'll get reconnected? Or I was wondering if she moved on or not.
Actually, what it's saying is that by you allowing it to be let go, you actually meet somebody. And the funny thing is you may think that this gal's the love of your life, and what these cards are saying is there's somebody new coming towards you that actually is the love of your life, which is very interesting.
What about my little girl then?
Well, you're going to have to see how that plays out, because, you know, this youngster is tiny enough that, yes, she appreciates the love that you're beaming toward her, but frankly, down the road, would probably forget you. And I know that sounds very direct and maybe even a little harsh, but I don't necessarily want the child to be the reason why you're reconnecting or trying to reconnect with the mom. Okay? Because I'm getting that the mom is incredibly manipulative and is – There's something going on here that you need to take a really big step back. That's what it's saying.
Yeah, she's trying to get me, like, put away and right now. And
okay,
it's,
again,
and I still love it.
Again, you need to take a really big step back, Martin, and your issue is way more involved than just a couple minutes on the radio. So I'm just telling you, my big advice, huge step back, and then do something that helps volunteer for the community in some way, whatever that is.
Okay.
I'm actually thinking that you might volunteer for the Salvation Army, do a bell ringer, or maybe help feed the homeless, because I'm just telling you, you got to find something else to distract you that is in the vibration of love, but not beamed at her. Okay?
Okay.
All right, anybody. Thanks for the call.
See
you later.
Did she move on? Last one. Did she move on?
I'm just telling you, your issue is way more involved than a couple minutes on the radio, and my big advice is to tell you, step back. Do not stalk her. Do not put in your mind any kind of go down the rabbit hole thinking. Just step back. That's the only way she's going to come back, if she comes back.
Okay.
You have to totally disconnect the energy right now. All right, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. See you later.
I'll see you soon. Thank you.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 914 area code. Hello, 914. Who's this?
Hi, it's Judy. How are you?
Hi, Judy. What's your question today?
Oh, my question was about a person that I met, and we're kind of like losing touch, and I was just kind of wondering, you know, a general on it.
Okay, what's their first name?
Jamie. What?
Okay. This is saying that Jamie has totally disconnected. That it's very weird, because it's almost as if Jamie seduced you to get to a certain vibration with him, and then he just up and ghosted you.
Yeah, and I always wanted to know why. What was that all about?
Because that's how he's wired. I actually think he's somebody that goes through people like glasses of water. He drinks down the best of them, and then he moves on to the next glass of water. And I'm telling you, Judy, I'm sorry, say that again?
It's weird because he was married 20 years.
I'm telling you, what it's saying here is that he gets around people and drinks their energy like a glass of water and then moves on. So he's sort of a collector and disposal of people. It's the only way I can tell you. And he used sex. He used this seduction vibration to get your attention.
Yeah, we didn't even do anything. Just.
I'm telling you.
He made me take him out of the friend zone.
I'm telling you, that's what it's saying. And you need to be wise enough to realize that this is not a man that you have any kind of future with. This is, and I got to tell you a story, Judy, because I really got to tell you this story, right? One of my clients was dating a guy that was separated from his wife. They'd been together for 25 years, all right? So when the guy finally got a divorce after being separated for about a year, and she thought the relationship was going to move forward, all right? Well, what happened was is he told her, well, you know, I was married for 25 years, so, you know, I really want to play the field. So after she invested all this emotional attention to him, and he said once he was finally divorced that he wanted to play the field, it was over. And I'm just telling you, that's what I'm getting with this dude, Jamie.
Yeah, but the weird thing is I know he loves me.
Okay, sweetheart, I understand what you're saying, that there is some care there. But he's also acting kind of like a 15-year-old that just got his allowance and the parents are away for the weekend.
That's
literally
sense.
How he's acting right now. And you just got to, like I told Martin a minute ago, you got to take a huge step back. You got to let this one
right.
go. Because then you can attract the kind of love to you that you really deserve. All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See you later.
Listen,
okay,
listen,
bye.
Are you...
All right, I've got somebody here from the 630 area code. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Lisa. How are you today?
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
My question is, do you see a move coming through for me next year? I tried to move like about a year ago, but it was like a, you know, pricing war and bidding war and all that. Just didn't work out. I found one property.
If there's a possibility of a move, it looks like it's going to be around April of 2022, and that there's it looks like somebody you might know is going to help you get this new residence. So where do you want to move to?
So it's my old neighborhood where I grew up, like around there. Like I'm kind of opening up to more suburbs. I had two,
yeah.
But I thought I'd go to four. That way it would give me more of an opportunity to find something in my price range.
Yeah, for whatever reason, I'm getting April, and it may be, and this is going to be the weirdest thing I say to you. Have you thought about reaching out to people that you know in the old neighborhood and asking them if they know of anyone that's selling their house or looking for a living situation that might work for you?
No, but like if I go to like this cultural center, like where there's other people, I could ask them if I go to an event, as long as this COVID thing gets better. You know what I mean?
Right.
I
well,
really gone
here's,
to this
here's the thing,
thing.
Is it's saying that you get some sort of epiphany or inspiration connected with the months of either March or April, that you get very creative about how you're going to live in that neck of the woods. But this literally means you've got to look at everything like it's a business deal, but that it's working
yeah.
for you. And I keep getting the power months of March and April. So you might find it in March. You might move in April.
Okay. And then do you think, like, there was, like, a roof leak, so she won't – they said they can't fix it, the association, the management.
Wait, hold on. Are we on a different subject now?
No, same subject. To sell
okay,
my
so
place,
there's
I
a,
have
in other words, there's a
fixed.
House that you want – that has a roof leak?
Well, no. The house I'm in, I have to sell this to, and they said it's interesting you said that. They said early spring they'll be able to fix it. I'm on the top floor of my condo, and there was a leak. Mm-hmm. And they said the company that they can't fix it to, the roof deck, they did everything. They pastured it up or whatever and patched
yeah,
it
yeah.
up. But they have to put a roof deck partial on that area that leaked,
yeah, that's
and
probably,
they would do it in
that's
early
why...
spring.
Yeah, that's probably why I'm getting that. But it says here
yeah.
that you get to be that this is the card. You can move forward into your future in April according to these cards.
Okay.
So
and just
I
have
start
to like really look at it
April.
Business-like. Yeah.
Honey bunny, what did you just say?
Like you said, Mona, look at it really business-like, like really get into it, like I have other things in my life. Like just
exactly.
You know.
And in other words, know that there's something about April that allows you to have the power to move forward into where you actually want to go. So just know that it's coming in your vibration and prepare for it that way. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 757 area code. Hello, 757. Who's this?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your first name? You said Kate?
K-A-Y.
Oh, okay, Kate. You sound real far away, so if you have me on speaker, if you could take
me
off. Or yeah, you sound really far away. So what's your question?
Oh, I just wanted to know what you see coming up for me in terms of my schooling for spring of 2022.
Okay, so spring for education schooling. Okay, so here's an interesting thing that I see in your cards is that it talks about you not, I know this is going to sound like a really strong word that I'm using, but it says don't be addicted to things happening a certain way. Be open to the idea that there are blessings and unexpected surprises. Now, I mean surprise in a good way, because sometimes mm-hmm. we get a little more mature and the word surprise isn't such a good thing. What it's saying here is that there don't be so tapped into a certain outcome that you don't recognize that there could be something better about to be presented to you. And it looks like the thing that's going to be presented to you that allows you to either fast track what you want to do or move forward in a much more productive way is happening in February. So there's something in February that allows you to have some even more beautiful blessings being presented to you. And I'm totally on board with the idea of you deciding that it could be different or better. So yes, this spring is going to be something pretty fabulous for you, but I want you to watch for something that happens in February that ends up being a really good opportunity for you. So, all right, Kay, I hope that helps. Thanks for the
Thanks.
Call. All right, see you later. Mm-hmm. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 Fabulous Las Vegas. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Shannon.
Oh, hi, Shannon. What's your question for me?
I'm just wondering about the situation that I'm in currently. There's a light at the end of the tunnel soon.
Okay, and in what area?
It's a gang-stalking issue that I'm having.
Oh, crap. Okay. Okay, so there's a card here that talks about releasing the burden of people that you're just now seeing the true nature of them. And what I'm actually seeing is that there's somebody that's going to end up in jail that frees you up in some way, but you may have to participate in making that happen. So there's somebody that's about to be jailed. There's somebody that's guilty of doing something wrong. It's you releasing a burden that shouldn't be yours in the first place. You're seeing the people around you for their true nature. And one of the things that I would highly recommend is that that you find a way to report to the authorities when you actually think these people are coming close to you or around you or doing the things that they shouldn't be doing. All right. It's saying that you have to, in a way, participate with your own sense of freedom and release. But what I'm seeing here is that you got yourself mistakenly involved with people that are pretty crappy here, Shannon. So one of the things that I would recommend is that it may be that you go and report certain activities that are happening at a certain time to your local police station. Okay. In the meantime, what it's saying here is that you may want to disengage yourself from the environment for a while and maybe even go stay with some friends. I don't see anything happening
to
you.
I've already done that. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What it's saying here is that there are things that have to play out that you need to be disengaged from those things playing out. But do I see you getting on the other side of it? The answer to that is yes. It does say that you need help from other people to help you get on the other side of it. The reason I want to tell you that is there's a card that comes up in your reading that literally talks about where you are right this second. And in traditional tarot, it's a card called the Eight of Swords. And it shows a woman, it's a very uncomfortable card. It shows a woman tied up in a swamp, blindfolded, with eight swords around her. It's a very uncomfortable card. That's where you are right now. However, the good thing about this card is that if you've already initiated help from other people, then what's happening is someone's taken the blindfold off and you're actually seeing where you are. So now, you know, in the picture of the card, you can back up, you can unbind yourself, you can gather the swords for your own protection and barter, and make your way to the castle that's on the hill in this card. So yes, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You need help to make people help you do it. So it's saying that you've already tapped into that, and you got to let certain things play out. That's what it's saying. So.
Okay.
Gosh, I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. See you
Thank
later.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the, 361 area code. Hello, 361. Who's this?
Hey there. This is Linda from Texas. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Linda from Texas. What's your question today?
Well, I am desiring to move to Georgia. And I know it's going to be in the upcoming new year. And I would just like any suggestions or advice and information
Actually,
about that move.
Actually, this is probably the best plan that you could have for yourself. Because what it's saying is that finally, Linda, for the first time in your life, you're making you a priority. You're actually making you the person that most needs to be in a new place. It also says that you're letting go of a very, very uncomfortable or icky or bizarre situation. And what I'm actually getting about that is that it releases you from a feeling of limitation in some way. But you have a card I really, really love in your reading. There's two major cards in the cards that I drew for you. The first is a card called the Star, and it's a position where it says you make you a priority and you participate in your own happiness, all right? But the card I really love that's smack in the middle of your reading is in traditional tarot, it's a card called Justice. In my deck, it's called Breakthrough, all right? It means that the place that you're moving to actually allows you to create a certain level of happiness and connection into a whole different way or a whole new level of living your life. So I'm totally supportive of the move. The number that it's vibrating to is the number 11, right? And 11 is a master number. So what it says here for you is that anyone that's willing to help you right now get to that new place, totally on board with that. Now, are you planning to move around March of 2022?
We really have no idea when would be the best time with everything being the way it is across the globe, but I'm open. I just would like some suggestions. Do you feel that March would be the best time?
Yeah, so I think that you may find the place in March, and the reason why I'm getting early spring with you is because the conclusion card in your reading in traditional tarot is the Four of Wands, which is a happy conclusion card, all right? It also means the month of April, which means that in April things really move forward for you in a super positive way. So the way I'm looking at your cards is that I would look for the place in March, and I would, in my mind, plan to move in April. And it's really funny because you're the second caller today that's talked about moving, and it keeps talking about how April feels like it's the path to freedom or the path to the new beginning. So I would start looking for the place that you want to live in March, and then I would look for the actual move in April. That's what it's saying. So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate you.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.